from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's happening.
It's the Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm. Stay calm.
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine.
Now here's Bruno and Zach.
4 o'clock here in the Music City on this beautiful Monday afternoon here in Nashville, Tennessee. You know what time it is. Time for 2 hours of the Afternoon Stretch here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. We want you to get in with us. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. We got Bruno Reagan. Almost forgot his name. Ray Dosky and Zach Williams here in the studio today. How was your weekend, Bruno? We had a long weekend.
I know. I had a great weekend. I mean, I really did.
Restful?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The past 2 months, I've just been so angry, stressed, spiteful, hateful, and just thinking about violence against multiple people. But this weekend, I don't know. I just
started shedding away.
I mean, it just totally flipped. Like, I feel great. I don't know.
Did you do differently?
collected more bad news. I don't know. I was playing New World yesterday to end off my weekend, and my graphics card bricked. And
really?
My graphics card is a 280 Super, and that's worth over $1,000. So
yeah, no, it's not.
We'll figure that out. And then jiu-jitsu, I got a phone call about jiu-jitsu drama, big jiu-jitsu drama in Team Sean Hammond's, and I was just, I think I snapped. But it's not like I snapped in the bad way. I think I snapped back to, you know, what can you do?
Snap back to reality?
No.
Gravity?
I feel like that's when you're on cloud nine, that lyric. And it's like, you're on cloud nine, and then it's like, oh, you're... Well, I feel like I was just in such a bad mood for 2 months. And then, like, more bad stuff kept... I almost swore. More bad stuff kept happening. And then I was just like, you know what? You know, what can I do to, like, control all that? Nothing.
So,
and I don't know. I feel a lot better.
Yeah, there's a real grace in the idea of just accepting the fact that you're not in charge.
Yeah, but I don't want to be like stoic or anything. I think that's for lamos, right? No, that's true. Like actively trying to like repress your emotions, I don't like that either.
No, you don't have to repress, but I think there's a moment of clarity when you say, okay, I'm not in control of this. So all these things, whether they're good, bad, whatever, it's going to happen with or without me.
Yeah, I guess. No, the world churns on. Might as well just enjoy the days. You know, I mean, grass grows. It rains sometimes. UFC fighters beat their wives. Like, there's just some constants in the world we need to that will follow without me here.
Surprise, surprise. You marry a UFC fighter, and
he runs out of opponents, and ding, 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 you're up.
Chuck Liddell. We'll talk about Chuck Liddell in a little bit.
That's your turn.
So unfortunate, man. It's such a number of them that happens to so consistently, too.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I told you, fighters are not, like, athletes are already not great people. Now imagine UFC fighters, especially the ones that were doing it for pennies.
Yeah.
So.
Isn't Chuck Liddell just, like, on a payment plan or something
he's
like
on,
that?
He's on UFC's. He was on UFC's payroll, but he keeps, like, going off to do other stuff. I don't know. Dana White came out and said, I'm paying this guy 400 grand just to stop. won't do it.
It needs to. We got a lot we're going to talk about today. We're going to recap, obviously, the Braves just picked up a huge win against the Brewers in Atlanta. They're going to be playing tomorrow. Here locally, you're going to be able to hear the game starting first pitch 4:07. So we're not going to have a show tomorrow. But you can catch that here on Nashville Sports Radio. That's a elimination game, too. If the Braves can get a win, they will move on to the NLCS, which is that's big. That's always going to be big for the Braves. A lot of people didn't even have them getting a chance against of the Brewers. We'll talk about Adam Duvall as well. We got the football that happened over the weekend. Titans, we'll get into that. All that fun stuff today. We want you to call in, though, 615-844-5600. Now, we're going to go to the phone lines. It's Dr. Detroit on the line, so I almost already know exactly what he's going to talk about. And Doctor, thanks for calling in, but I want to cut you off right at the beginning because I don't know what, you know, curse the Detroit Lions are under right now, but, man, y'all just keep getting beat by field goals.
I knew you were going to bring that up, and you knew pretty much that's the way I was going to start the show, but I'm not. It is on my agenda, but I'm not going to start the show. I've got, let me tell you, guys, Zach, I've known you, you know, it might be going on 2 decades since we've known each other.
Don't know about that, considering I'm only 28. I don't think I met you when I was 8.
No, you're not. I thought I knew you like in the early 2000s.
I mean, hey, did you go to Nannyberry Elementary a lot?
Okay, all right, we'll cut it off on that. I don't know. Okay. But anyway, I thought, well, we've known each other a long time. I thought it was long. But anyway.
Probably Bruno, 5 years. I would say 5 years.
Okay, but no, we've known each other. You know darn well that ain't right. Bruno, I'm going to commend you because I just got through celebrating my 5th anniversary with my doctor, and it's sports-related. Believe me, it's sports-related. You're going to love this. So a friend of mine that works at the Tyson plant in Goodlettsville, right off the interstate, referred me to this doctor, and after 4 months,
to the shadow realm goes Dr. Detroit.
What if he just drove off a bridge right there?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, there he is.
Hold on. You cut back in. You cut out, doctor. Go back. You said after 4 months, and then you cut out.
Christian Wolverine basketball. I'm like, Dr. Crayon, what?
All right.
This is.
All right. He's cutting in and out.
This is. Dude, I swear. No. I refuse to believe these are real calls. These are the most. This is my level of comedy right now.
Really?
This is extremely meta comedy.
Oh,
every week it's something with him, and I love it.
His phone service, man. Like, I don't know if it's Sprint or, well, Sprint doesn't even exist anymore, I don't think. But AT&T,
maybe he ran out of minutes on, like,
I don't know. To the shadow realm every time he calls us, though. He's just Kaiba! Like, it's just
gone. Did you see that? Not to cut into too many current events, but did you see
Doctor call back, by the way, if you went back on.
Did you see the Lions coach?
Dan Campbell?
Yeah.
Yeah. Crying.
And then everyone,
tough guy move, sad guy move.
Tough guy move. Those are earned tears, baby. Earned tears. It made me cry. I was like, oh, my God.
I feel like if you're a Detroit fan, which if Doctor calls back in, we'll ask him.
Yeah, we should.
If you're a Detroit fan, you should like the fact that you have a coach. When has Tennessee ever seen Mike Vrabel cry?
Well, Mike Vrabel seems like you know that. I feel like Vrabel puts on a bit of a front.
I think Vrabel runs away and cries. like remember when...
Listen, we're all men here, right?
Well, yeah.
You got to be sad by yourself. You can't let everyone see your weakness, right?
I've cried on this show multiple times, all right? I'm not afraid to cry. I'm a supporter of crying, but I think Vrabel runs and cries. Like when what was the Tom Brady thing that he was asked recently about Brady going up against Belichick? And he was like, doesn't affect me at all. Doesn't affect me at all. And then, like, I think the tears were welling up, and he just, like, was like, I'm gone. That's why he left the presser and was just – he was hiding from the tears that he had out there because he – thanks about Brady, thanks about Belichick, and it brings up good times. And he's like, I just remember, I wish people would tell you you're in the good old days when you're in the good old days.
Isn't that the truth, man? Isn't it? It flies by. It flies by.
All right, speaking of crying, Dr. Detroit, we're going to try this again because your phone cut out. So if wherever you are, stop driving and just hopefully it's good service. Go back to your story.
Okay, well, first and foremost, I'm just going to tell you, you just humiliated the hell out of me, but that's okay. So, Bruno, how did you start the show? Tell me, my good man, how did you start the show?
Talking about how I was having a bad few months, and then it kind of just changed, I don't know.
Or do you mean, like, how he got into radio?
No, did I say that, Zach?
You said how did he start the show.
I mean, yeah, I thought Zach had a good question.
Zach, right now, go to timeout with no juice box, and let me talk to Bruno. Right?
Really close to getting tell Ray to press the button, Dr. Detroit.
Okay, all right, but anyway.
Hey, are you mad that Dan Campbell cried? Did you see the presser, Dr. Detroit?
You know, I'm going to talk about that tomorrow.
Can I
talk about it tomorrow?
Got to work through it. Yeah.
All right, Doc, I'm interested in what you want to hear from you.
No, you know, I'm not going, let me tell you, I made John Burton laugh so hard. I guarantee if you call John Burton right now, Dr. Detroit made him laugh harder than any other since he's been on your radio station, WNSR 560. I guarantee it. Please, Call John Burton.
Okay, well, Doctor, this is what I got to say about John Burton, right? And, like, you understand we are, you know, we have a beef with that show. And, like,
no, I swear to God, I didn't.
We've got a beef with him for sure. Well, Bruno's got a beef with him. But,
okay, all right. So, anyway, Bruno, all right, this goes out to you. So, my doctor, and I'll be quick, it's sports related.
Go ahead.
He starts talking about Mr. Wolverine basketball after my fourth meeting visit with him. We celebrated our fifth anniversary today. So after he starts talking about Mr. Wolverine basketball, I'm like, Dr. Graham, you know I'm Dr. Troy. By the way, where did you get your diploma? And he starts laughing. He's like, well, we happen to be in a room. It's right above your head. The son of a gun was born and raised in Detroit and graduated University of Michigan. And I'm like, oh, my God, this was phenomenal. But anyway, but we celebrate our fifth year anniversary, and guess what I got him? For fifth year anniversary gift. I got him a 1989 Michigan Wolverine men's basketball championship ring.
Oh, that's a nice gift. Wow.
Where'd you steal that from?
Because I'm honored for this man for 5 years looking out for my God given human body health. Mm. Bruno. Okay, just like you. But like I said, if we're getting personal up front, Bruno, you start the show pretty deep, all right? It's the first time Dr. Detroit asked for a mental health doctor because in August, I went to 6 funerals, starting with Phil Valentine passing away, Floyd Reese passing away, the owner, the CEO, Vice President, Two Rivers Ford, where I drive Detroit Prime for 3 decades, passed away. Dr. Detroit is a fan of you guys and all of y'all. Forgive me permission, and I'm going to cut it all short. Permission to be on the radio. Bruno talked and spilled his guts out. Now I'm spilling my guts out. Mm. It was so, I went and had a dark world that I never want to go to again, and that's why I asked for a mental health doctor. But I gave my doctor that championship ring, and, you know, it just melted his heart, but it melted my heart the way he reacted. And that's what Dr. Detroit's about. Mm-hmm. I'm Aquarius. I'm a very humble, gullible guy. I love you guys, and I love when y'all give me the opportunity to talk on the radio. But I'll end on this. What the coach did for the Lions, dude, that was the most humiliating. You should be fired on the spot. Okay, you got me going now. I'll go ahead and finish. You're talking about a city that filed for bankruptcy. You idiot. You freaking moron. The hardest blue-collar workers from the Music City to Motor City that have so much in common. We are the volunteer state. We take pride in that, and you're sitting there crying because the second game that you lost from a last-second field goal? Well, you know the Baltimore Ravens game, guys, God honest, was a Lion victory. The clock went down to 1.8 seconds after it went to zero, and I'll finish up tomorrow. God bless you all.
Hey, thanks doctor.
Well, that was...
There's a lot we could unpack from that call.
First of all, let's start with the funny. The pivot from, you know, just the deep...
Talking about real mental health.
The deep sentimental to just clowning. That is what this show is about.
It embodies.
100%.
People think we come on here and lie.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, we're pretty open. Like, if somebody wants to call in and ask any kind of question, Bruno and I are down. Like, 100%. We've already gotten into some weird topics before. Like, whatever it is, we're always in for it. So, like, Bruno talking about how he was upset. That was real. Like, it's Bruno.
I don't drive in and we don't plan anything. We don't even talk about it beforehand. You're just like, how are you doing? I was like, I don't know. I'm doing better.
Yeah.
So, the fact that inspired Dr. Detroit to, you know, say, like, hey, I've been doing, like, I don't know. That was pretty cool.
Mental health needs to be talked about more.
It was oddly too real for me. Like, yeah. I was just like, I don't.
But I will say, to get really real about your own personal mental health and then to, in the same breath, criticize another grown man who is expressing his emotions. that's Sigma male energy right there.
Sigma male grind set. That's a yogurt male. It's above alpha male. There's alpha males, and then there's yogurt males.
But see, what I was going to say, I didn't get to tell Dr. Detroit. He's probably still listening, but we appreciate you calling in, Doctor, by the way. John Burton, though, he was bragging about making John Burton laugh.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about media people here in a second anyway.
John Burton's probably the worst of them when it comes to, like, just putting on a front.
Well, it kills me is that he's a TV guy. You know what I mean? Like, you think the TV guy isn't just going to laugh to keep the bit going? Well,
and the problem with TV...
And a fake wrestler, too.
That's what I'm saying. The problem with TV is that it's all fake, right? Like
all of it. All of it's fake.
The makeup. Like, they talk about real news, but the makeup...
The anchors get up there. They're like, oh, it's so great to see you. And then they get off, and they're cursing at each other, hate each other.
I know.
Off
air. People don't know. Like, John Burton has, like, a four-step stool he goes on, and then they record him. So, I'm just telling you what... I just tell you what my inside sources have told me. You know, it's all smokes and mirrors over there. On radio, you can't hide, but that's why, you know, they don't do video.
Well, ding, ding, ding. You know?
It was just to piggyback on what you guys said. He's always laughing. Unless he's talking to Jeff in the Borough, then he doesn't laugh.
Well, yeah.
But most of the time, he's always laughing every time, so I don't know if there's any validity about how...
He lies. Yeah. That's all it is. It's like we talk about lying, like making up the truth and everything. His laughs are just made-up laughs.
Yeah, and to correct you earlier, Zach, it's not that Bruno has beef with Burton. It's the other way around.
Burton has beef with Bruno.
Yes.
Well, he sees what I am, and he's like... Deep down, he's like, that's what I need
a
to
man,
become.
A man, right? Like, that's... Yeah.
Well, exactly.
You know, a real man just does whatever they want. You are a Sigma male.
I think I'm bipolar.
Well, we can talk about that up here.
Anyways, yeah, we'll figure that out.
But you know
later.
What? It was so funny because, like, the way you live, like, you live in your dojo and all these things. You know, there's another person that I was watching. This is completely different. Like, I was watching this, like, 2 weeks ago. Another high-level entertainer athlete that lives almost exclusively like you do. You know who it is?
Who?
Or did when he was in his prime. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Really?
Stone Cold Steve Austin famously lived, and I forgot about this. I was watching a documentary about it. He lived in, like, a single wide trailer. Like, this is when he's like Monday night, like Mr. Monday Night, mm-hmm. like everything, holding the belt, all that. He lives in a single wide trailer, has a TV that is held up by a 2x4 and like two cinder blocks, and he's got a cooler beer next to his couch. And that's that was how he would go home because he was going through a divorce, and he was like, screw it. I'm just going to live like this. I don't care. And all he cared about was just, like, being the best at wrestling.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Wrestling.
That's interesting. Yeah, I basically do the same thing. I probably have a very similar... Like, with the broad thing you told me, I probably live a very similar mindset right now. Except just without the divorce part.
Yeah, which you'll get there.
I've told people, like, you're going to be, you know... I'm going to at least get married twice, so three wives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least three. Yeah. The third one will be it, though.
Yeah,
she will have, like, you'll be weathered at that point.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, but I tell people up front. So, old friend of mine moved to California. A girlfriend of mine, which we can get into that debate later. Can guys and girls really be friends? Right? Whatever. But she broke up with her boyfriend Cali, and she's like, hey, you know, I'm coming back to Clarksville this weekend. Let's get married. And I'm like, you can be the first. We just won't stay married. It's not gonna happen.
How do you want to do this? You can be the third, and then, you know, just. You got to wait.
Well, then one of my dude friends was like, I want to be one of the three. And I was like, well, we can't talk about this anymore.
Well,
like,
this you is, could. Love, well, love, bud.
Yeah, well, we'll figure it out. I'm 25. I don't got to get married for at least another 3 years. So,
what's that Daniel Tosh joke? It's like, it'd be nice to have another guy around the house. Just finally get some stuff done. You know what I mean?
Such a good joke.
All right, we want you to jump in on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Lines available. Go to break back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. Trying to clean up this wreck. 24 East just past Shelby here on the Sullivan Evans Bridge. Larkin Springs and Neely's Bend. There's two cars involved there. Still a little bit tied up at Hillsboro Pike at Tyne Boulevard from that earlier crash. It's busy out here. 24 as you head out to Murfreesboro. There's been a series of accidents down the interstate. Give yourself extra time out here. It's busy considering a lot of folks were off today. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on now, GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the Callaway Apex Trade-In Event running now through October 31st. Bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 50% trade-in bonus towards new Apex 21 irons. The Apex, Apex Pro, and Apex DCB are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Swing by and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower, mostly clear overnight tonight, lows 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain, mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios.
Brazilian celebrity, Bruno Reagan.
Brazilian celebrity. Been on multiple Brazilian
magazines.
Did I tell you?
That's the reason I got invited to do that seminar in Memphis.
Was through the through
he
all
saw
that?
Me in a Brazilian magazine. He was like, what the heck? You know, he was like, what is this guy doing? And he was also in Tennessee, so he's...
Do you have the magazine?
No. Oh. It's you can look it up. It's called Revisamente or something like that.
But is it a print magazine as well?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So
we need to get like the printed version.
Yeah. You know? Oh yeah. True.
Just put it and just make copy.
I'm terrible with memorabilia. Memorabilia.
No, I'm not even saying memorabilia. We go to your dojo. We take just the photo of you on the magazine, and then we print it a billion times, and that's your wallpaper. And people are like,
Jesus Christ.
And then just every time you're on a new magazine, you just start slowly replacing
it. Yeah, but this guy was like, you know, done jiu-jitsu like 30 years. He's under Marcelo Garcia, which is Marcelo Garcia.
Everybody knows Marcelo.
Yeah. No, you don't.
No, I have no clue.
Ray knows who he is, though. Yeah. Marcelo Garcia is like one of the most famous black belts. He's like 160 pounds and almost like 180 cc, like submitting everybody except for. So he's one of the big names, and he was like, how did you, like, why are you so popular? And it's like, well, I'm 360 pounds and I move like a cat, so what, or why are you so special? And also, they all think I'm Brazilian because I'm named Bruno. Bruno's a very popular name in Brazil, so people come up to me and speak Portuguese all the time. They'll DM me in Portuguese. They'll just tag me in Portuguese posts. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
First of all, the way they say LOL is just K.
Do they really?
Yeah, it's just K's. That's how they laugh in their language. What a joke. That's funny in itself.
Oh man.
Portuguese is pretty ugly language.
I don't know. I think Bruno, like Ray, don't you think Bruno's like, I feel like that's an Italian name, right? I always felt like that's really Italian.
It was a Celtic kind of name with Irish and German like around that area, and then Germany like kind of took it over, and then after World War II they all went to South America and it boomed in South America.
Hmm. Philly
he's
Bruno.
Definitely Italian. He's definitely like a hitman. If you look at Bruno, it matches the statue of who he what he looks like.
Right, right. The name fits. Yeah.
But he does look Brazilian. He does.
Really?
Yeah, he does.
I look South American, brown. Yeah. Like, I don't look at
that. I thought you were a white guy.
No, you didn't.
Straight up.
Really?
When first, yeah, like a year ago, whenever yeah, I first flashes. Had you on. Yeah, I just thought.
I'm just kidding. Well,
a kid who plays high school football in Clarksville then goes to play at Vanderbilt. I'm sorry, I thought you were white.
I act like a white guy. I act like a white guy all the time. I love Drake. What else? I don't know.
You like wearing hats backwards with polos?
No, I don't.
All right, let's go to the F&M Bank phone line. Remember, you got lines available if you want to jump in. 615.
Jeff is just on the phone.
Who knows? 615-844-5600. Jeff in the Borough. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
Kentucky just keeps moving up, huh?
Yeah, they keep moving up, but still won't get no respect. I guess we got to go down and beat Georgia to get some. But there's one guy at the station that don't think we got a shot. Of course, he didn't think we had a shot to beat Florida, so we just keep on chopping that wood and see what we can do.
I'm going to stop you right there, Jeff. Kentucky might be the second best team in the SEC. They're not going to beat Georgia.
Well, I mean, that's your opinion. I mean,
what's your opinion, Jeff?
I mean, Vanderbilt couldn't beat Tommy Kane in middle school. So.
Vanderbilt is two wins. Very respectable.
Yeah, two wins. Yeah, Connecticut and Colorado State, well, they're powerhouses. Connecticut, when's the last time they won a game? 2014.
Hey, if you track Vanderbilt beating Colorado State beating Fresno State, and then you go like about four games later, it goes to Texas A&M beating Alabama.
The levels just drop. Yeah. It just gets into
maybe
that.
Someday you'll be good. Do your little transit properties, and someday I'll have y'all.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. That's right. You get that. Vanderbilt's better than Alabama.
Jeff, I have 4 yards of rushing against Kentucky, all right? How does it feel that I'm an efficient rusher against Kentucky?
Wait, hold on, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I have a 4 yard rush.
How'd that happen?
Running back fumbled the ball, and I went, whoo, and then Josh Allen just took me out after 4 yards. All I saw was green. I was like, this is it.
Big man end zone dance coming up.
Oh, I told them. I was like, I'm getting flagged like crazy if it happens.
Not leaving the field.
No, straight up. You're seeing one of those type of deals. I don't care. I don't care.
Well, the point spread, I can tell the point spread for Saturday's 22.5, so.
That sounds about right. I think Kentucky is the second best team in the SEC, man. What a travesty you guys caught Georgia on their just absolute 1 year of greatness. I mean, it's just terrible.
Yeah, I mean, but, well, nobody thinks we ever beat Georgia.
No.
I don't think we'll beat Florida either. So we just, like I said.
Oh, you'll beat Florida.
The only people that believe it is our fan base, our coaches and players, and that's all we need. We don't need nobody else. It's us against the college football world.
Sigma
they don't
man.
Want us to win. They don't want us to do anything at all. They don't want us. And like the other guy says on this station, he tell you will never, never, never win the SEC. I need to send
Stoops like these audio clips so he can just let you on the sideline.
You ain't send him nothing.
No, and they need you on the sideline,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, should be the hype video.
They don't need me. They don't need me to. They need not listen to any media in Tennessee at all. And not even me or anybody.
Well, good. They can listen to this show because we're not media.
whatever it is. I'm just saying, and as far as the last one talking about Burton, yeah, Burton is one of he's the worst one in Nashville. Him and Corey NFL or XFL Curtis, they're the worst two broadcasters in Nashville. I can tell you that. Because all Corey Curtis does when football's over, he goes through withdrawals. He ain't worried about no other sports. He ain't worried about what the Predators do or Nashville SC. I can guarantee you that. He don't care if they ever win anything. But he cares about the Titans, though. He talks about Titans 24/7, 365. I can promise you. I can promise you that. So
he's on 2, right? Isn't he on Channel 2?
Yeah, he's on Channel 2. It's okay. They have a good morning show and some good news, but sports ain't
I'm never up early enough.
Sports ain't got nothing. But Burton can't dress neither, so he needs to learn how to dress. He can't dress.
Oh, he's such an odd body type.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's his body just doesn't, like, no matter, like, nothing he can wear is going to look good just because he's too wide.
He can't dress. He needs to grow some hair, too. So
he looks like Kanye West and Lil Pump in that music video.
So, like I say, and everything. So, but that's pretty much the deal there. But now
John Burton looks like an Among Us
being. We're going to keep trying to chop that wood and see if we can play with Georgia. Nobody else thinks. But I guarantee you this. If we do beat them, we'll have three conference games left. Tennessee, Vanderbilt, and Mississippi State is all we have left. And I can promise you this, like I told him this morning, if Georgia wins on Saturday, come Monday, some Monday in the morning, guy's mine. He's mine. It's like the old Rocky movie when Creed went to Balboa and said, come November, you're mine. Well, if it's Davies, Georgia Saturday, come Monday, a guy in a Wilco, he's mine. Come Monday. That's the bottom line. I'll see you guys. Have a good one.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. He tried to rip off Stone Cold just then. And that's the bottom line.
Well,
Stone Cold says so.
Yeah,
Jeff in the borough says so.
Jeff doesn't live in, you know, just in intentional poverty, so he can't, you know, he doesn't have the soul to replicate such a thing.
Nick says Georgia is light years better than Florida. Kentucky has no chance against them.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. that's all the Kentucky football we'll be talking.
There you go. And also, a spoiler alert: Alabama is going to win the SEC championship against Georgia. I don't care. They lost one game.
I don't think so.
How many games in a row do they win? Like 5 million games in a row, and then they lose. Which that's something too. I wanted to talk to you about. Like Alabama lost, and we talk. About, okay, Bruno just showed me something. You're saying that's John Burton?
I think it looks exactly like him.
You should put that on Twitter, and he'll not get it.
I tagged him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I'll share that. I was like, why is this like
go John to Burton? At Bruno Reagan to find out what we're talking about on Twitter. Verified, too, by the way. What was I saying? That threw just a wrench in everything right then. I don't even remember what the premise I was about to say.
Alabama? Georgia?
Oh, Alabama. Yeah, so I wanted to ask you. Alabama fans are just besides themselves right now that they lost a game after like 4 years of not losing one. Is that right?
No, there's not a more entitled group of people than, well, there's just a people, there's not a group of people that don't deserve anything more than Alabama fans. Like, they don't deserve, like,
they don't deserve the riches they have.
No, they don't deserve running water. That's why they don't have it. So,
okay.
The sacrifices they made to be good at football is just tremendous.
Like, even the media that I saw covering it were, like, starting to trash, like, Bill O'Brien and all this different stuff. And
they lost a game.
They lost a game. They what's the Wayne's World? He's like, I bought you a gun rack. I don't have a gun, let alone the facilities to need a gun rack. Like, you know, it's gun. Like, you lost a game. Like, you lost one game, and chill out. Like, so annoying to watch them complain from the mountaintops, their tears hitting all of us plebes on the face as they're sitting abreast everyone and just, I can't believe that we finally lost a game in fantastic fashion, by the way. Like, yeah. It wasn't like they got trounced or anything.
Did you see the kicker or the kicker's family?
Yes. Cam? What a video.
Yeah, dude.
His wife.
I was just about to say that. It made me the most jealous in the world. I was like, why can't I have someone cheer me on? Like just look like she.
That's wife number two for you.
That's got to be the last one.
That she is 100. And then to be like, screw it, I'm rushing the field. Like, so, you got to give it to her, man.
So hype. Now she had her moment. She excelled at all places. And shout out her. The mom praying was me. That's how I acted. Anytime we had a game winner thing,
I love it too. The best part is that the wife was like, come on, 4-7, like saying like the number, like that's so bro. You know what I mean? Like, that's what you hear on the field. So it's like, I don't know. That was an awesome video. And then you got the dad right there who's got the phone clip on his left hip, like ready to go, iPhone 7 on his hip, like just ready to go. And they're just losing their mind. I mean, what a great moment. How did they even like immortalize that? Because you don't even think about the camera crew that did it. It was like Aggie's whatever. It's like whatever camera crew it is. But they like are kind of, if you think about it, they're kind of monsters for filming that.
Why?
Because it was going to go one of two ways. Like, good. It was going to go either good and it went good, or he was going to miss that kick, and they were going to be tragically upset at that person that they just showed so much love to.
Either way, it's an important moment.
It was an important moment.
It needs to be captured.
But that's just some monster, some college kid. It's just like, I got him. I got him here. This is it. And he's like hoping. He's probably hoping for it to be bad. Like, he's hoping for like the wife to like take the ring off, like throw it on the ground. And, like, I'm done. Rips the jersey apart.
That would hurt. Life comes out.
Starts just kissing another guy, like just right there, all on video, just tripod up and everything. Like, they were so prepared.
It'd be a much
that.
More interesting story.
Makes you really think though that sports are rigged, because like they just knew perfectly. Like, beyond him. You know what I mean?
Well, there are people out there that actually think sport. Like, you can get thousands of players together and just be like, we're going to rig it. Because there was one NFL player.
Benny Cunningham.
Yeah, he was like going, he was like having a mental breakdown or something. Yeah. And he's just like, yeah, the NFL's rigged. And a lot of people are like, I knew it.
They made me sign stuff and now I'm tired of lying or something like that.
Dude, what a.
And then his Twitter got blocked.
What an agent of chaos. Yeah. Just total chaos.
He was a bear, right? Benny Cunningham. Oh, man, that's
granted, the you have to sign a lot of stuff that you don't read. So, but you don't read it. So
they would let you know though if you're signing that. You know what I mean?
Not really. No, oh, true. Well, I guess you have to be inside the. You have to be in.
Yeah, you got to be on the inclusive side of everything. All right, we're gonna go ahead and run to our next break. I see Nick's got us a question. When we come back, we're gonna talk also Titans, but more importantly, we want your phone calls 615-844-5600. That's the Evident Bank phone line. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. Still pretty busy, 65, trying to get up into Goodlettsville this afternoon. They're still moving this rack out here on 24 eastbound, just past Shelby on the Sullivan Evans Bridge. There's some traffic volume now on Ellington Parkway going outbound. There's a crash with injuries, Dickerson Pike at Douglas that's got traffic really tied up at that intersection. 440 eastbound in Nolensville Pike, it appeared to be an accident there. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg going on now through the end of the month. You still got time. Check it out at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Hi, I'm Marcus Scribner. The way we treat others affects us all, and that includes the way we treat animals. Cruel treatment of animals overseas led to the pandemic crisis, killing a million people worldwide. Environmental destruction, pollution, and poaching have killed endangered wild species. Our world today is a poorer place for people to live and inhumane for both people and animals. To fight back, American Humane created a 10-point plan to help animals, people, and the world we share. From ending the dog and cat meat trade to universal humane standards for farms, zoos, entertainment, and animal transport. Together, we can make a difference. Join the fight for our animal friends. Go to AmericanHumane.org today and sign our new deal for animals. For a kinder, safer, and healthier world for all of us.
Get It Done Home Services LLC is on the air reminding all drivers to never text and drive. This safety message is brought to you by Get It Done Home Services LLC. With 20 years of experience and for that honey-do list your honey just ain't doing, call Get It Done Home Services LLC at 615-707-2064. That's 615-707-2064. Get It Done Home Services LLC. The professionals, proud Americans, and family that cares.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Larson did it again. His third road course win of the season, seventh overall. Up next is the Bad Fast Texas Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Check out the Final Lap podcast every single day of the week. Every single weekday right here.
What is it?
It's a gun rack.
A gun rack? A gun rack. Yeah, great. I don't even own a gun, let alone many guns that would necessitate an entire rack. What am I gonna do with a gun rack?
You don't like it? Fine. You know, Wayne, if you're not careful, you're gonna lose me.
I lost you 2 months ago.
That's so good. Oh, man. A gun. I don't own a gun. Welcome back to the Afternoon Stretch. Ray playing the classics there. Just pure classics.
I love that one.
Wayne's World is simply the best. It still holds up to this day, like, as one of the best shows of all time. Hands down. Like, movies. Not shows, but movies of all time. The part where they get into the donut shop. And it switches over to Al Bundy. I don't know the actual guy's name. I just know him as Al Bundy. But he's the donut shopkeeper, and he's like, the Native Americans say when you kill a man, you see steam come from the body, and they say that that's his soul leaving the body. And he just goes on this weird tangent. Ah, man. Call in 615-844-5600. That's the FNM Bank phone line. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dossi, Zach Williams here. Ed O'Neill, Nick coming in with the clutch there. I could not remember his name. I think it was the guy from Modern Family and then Al Bundy. I just forever, he'll forever be Al Bundy to me. Married with Children, top 10 show. Actually, speaking of Nick, he asked this question.
Okay.
I'll pose it to you, Bruno. What are the chances of the likelihood two Big Ten schools in the college football playoff, Iowa and Ohio State, or SEC teams, Bama and Georgia?
Well, I think it's more likely the SEC makes it, obviously. Lame answer, boring answer. Yeah, I get it, but I think it's just more likely that Alabama wins out, Georgia wins out, and Alabama steals it rather than two Big Ten teams. Because we saw with Penn State that one year when they lost two games but were somehow the Big Ten champs, like, yeah, and still didn't make it in. It's just, you know, they obviously don't respect the Big Ten as much as the committee. So, and I don't respect the Big Ten as much.
Well, you go back to, like, COVID, during the COVID season. They were a part of the reason why everything was on hold, right? Like, they were wanting to hold off everything, and they were trying to sway everybody to not play, and then the SEC was like, I don't know about that.
SEC was like, money.
money. Like the money. Mr. Krabs.
Mr. Squidward. Money.
But you can always leave a question inside the video feed on the comment section anytime you want. So the Titans played football yesterday, Bruno.
They played well.
Did they?
Everyone's so mad about, oh my God, where's the offensive creativity? Oh, there it is. Run up the middle for the, you know, well, there could, I don't get that criticism. It's the same thing as people who say stack the box. First of all, I saw some verified football analytic account post. Derrick Henry ran 70% of his runs against stack box. No, it's base defense. The Titans were in two tight end personnels, so the defense lined up accordingly. It's not a stat, like, it's not their scheme against Derrick Henry. That's base defense. Anyways.
And you went over that one before multiple
times.
Yeah,
I just can't. People just don't know what they're talking about. It's a total analytic tweet right there.
Right. Stack well, box. Majority, by the way, like, I'm not calling anybody out, but I saw more of the, like, there's a, like, Rashawn Evans videos where it's like, oh, he's lost. He has no idea what he's doing. Look at him. He has no idea where he's going. And it's like, once again, You don't know what he's, you don't know the play design that's called, like, where he needs to be or anything like that.
Or his reads. Like, yeah. what if it's a great read and, like, the back just sets in protection? He has the back on a spy. He notices the back's in protection for, like, 2 seconds, so the back can't go out to the flat. And then he's like, okay, I can help underneath. Goes underneath. And then it looks like he's lost, but he's really just adding on to, like, it's actually a good instinctual play to get out there and help your, whatever. Yeah. There's a million factors, but, you know how media is.
It's not even, like, media. There's just tons of accounts that, like, they break down film, and they're fans, and it's fine. Like, I'm not, you know, if you do it, it's fun. It's a hobby or whatever. You need to make money off it. It's great. But it's like, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, the head coaches have trouble trying to figure this stuff out. Like, they're paid thousands of millions of dollars. So you never know.
So back to Derrick Henry. Everyone's like, oh, another run up the middle. Well, I mean, run up the middle can mean a million different things. It could be a duo play. It could be a gap play. It could be a counter play. It could be a power play. It could be a inside zone. It could be an outside zone. Like, it's a lot of different plays. You can just be like, oh, we're running up the middle again. Oh, sorry, we didn't run reverse triple jet sweep on first down, right?
Yeah,
and
what's,
like, if you know what would happen if they started doing all that pretty stuff and failing, they're like, you know what the discourse would be? We have Derrick Henry. Why aren't we running up the middle more?
Right.
Like, it's a softening process. You got to run up the middle for 3 to 4 yards for, like, two quarters, and then the defense is like, I don't want to do this no more, man. Yeah,
I don't want to do this no more.
You seen that TikTok? I don't want to do this no more. And then that is, in football, we call it the softening. In pro-style offense, it was called the softening process. It's where the runs, so for you analytic nerds out there, they start hitting a lot more in the third and fourth quarter. Why is that? Well, Derrick Henry has ran into you 30 times. That's when the big runs start breaking. I thought the offense, like, you're not going to win by 40 points playing that way, but you're going to beat the Jags. I thought it was solid.
Which is good,
yeah.
Right? Like, beating the Jags is what the goal should be when you're playing the Jags. And that's why I tweet out. People were getting mad at me because I said I'm not going to get super excited about this win because they're supposed to do this. Like, this is what they should have done against the Jets last week, and they're supposed to beat it. And they say, well, this is a, you know, this isn't like college where it's stacked on one end and it's just a – this is the margins of talent are razor thin and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, the Jags are bad this year. Like, they're a bad team. I don't care if it's there in the NFL or not. And the Titans are supposed to be this Super Bowl-bound, you know, playoff-bound team that is, you know, inside their Super Bowl window, so they need to beat teams like this. The question with Derrick Henry I want to ask you, Bruno. So far through five games, he's rushed the ball 142 times. Mm-hmm. That is a ton.
What's that average? So five games.
Well, almost 30 times a game, if you're thinking about it that way.
That sounds about right.
That's a lot of game. That's a lot of running.
Well, think about
early on in the season, in an extended season.
Yeah, think about offensive linemen. They play 68 plays of banging each other on the. Well, that sounded wrong. Of banging into other dudes.
And, yeah.
You know, you do that 60-80 plays every week. So it's like, you know, I get the plight of running backs, but it's doable.
Yeah. Hmm. But you don't think – so you're fine with that still. You're like,
it's
just Derrick Henry.
I think that's his game. I don't think it's, you know, a great key for longevity. But Frank Gore's still playing, so who knows? I think Derrick Henry has a window of 2K rushing seasons. I don't think he can do that every season for 10 years.
No.
But if you're in that window and you're willing to sacrifice, why not?
I just think – I personally think they're abusing him too much. Like, it's a way to win, which is how it should be, right? But if we're talking about the Titans making pushes going down the line, I mean, if Derrick Henry's out, if just by any freak play and he finally gets hurt, knock on wood, he broke his leg in freshman year of Alabama, so it's not like he's invincible or anything. But if that happens, the season's done because it's just that's all it is. That's all they have.
Yeah, what was the Titans back? What was the back's name? Deion Lewis, the small guy.
Yeah, Deion Lewis back in the day.
I liked when they had a guy like that to, you know, counteract the. So you have Derrick Henry. It just throws the defense all off. It's the same thing with Vanderbilt, right? Kind of with their new freshman running back, and then they have this tiny guy who's just a total, you know, change of direction. So you have the defense thinking one way with Derrick Henry. They're playing one way. They're shooting the gaps a lot quicker. They're doing all this. Well, now you have this small guy who's hitting the edges more. I mean, they should probably go to, you know. I get that Derrick Henry probably wants the carries, but at some point the Titans probably have to step in. I think you have a good point. They have to step in and be like, nah, we need you for multiple years.
Well, and that's what I wonder is this Derrick Henry who's like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to keep going. I don't care. Or is this just the Titans right now? Because normally it's been the adverse for Derrick Henry. It's been start of the season, lower carries, end of the season. They really start leaning on him and using him heavily. So I wonder if this is just now they're like, well, we're just going to keep doing this and see if Henry can go the whole season. But his career is getting shortened with this kind of workload week in and week out. I don't care who you are. Like, Derrick Henry is a human man. That's all he is. He's not a machine. And so eventually these hits, everything he's doing, because he takes shots, man. Like,
oh, yeah.
People want to deplete Derrick Henry so bad. He has such a target on his back constantly. It's crazy. He gains like 2 yards on a play and gets tackled, and like the defender gets up and acts like he just got like a game-winning sack or something like that. Like, they think it's so amazing that they got Derrick Henry only to a 2-yard gain. And I'm thinking, man, there's so many guys trying to make a name for themselves by going up and just destroying Derrick Henry and be like, look at me, I did it. I'm you know, and that's got to be tough on him too, because dudes are just constantly trying to send off on him.
Yeah, but it's also motivation. I mean, I think the Titans have to step in eventually, you know, be the guys who are like, hey, Derrick, you know, we're going to save you. Like, we have to save you. But then, at the end of the day, he's also the only reason this team's probably winning right now. So.
The only reason. I mean, really.
So, what a travesty we're watching.
Even yesterday, like, he runs, 29 times, I think, 130 yards. three touchdowns. It felt like Derrick Henry didn't have like an explosive day. Like, I don't understand why. I don't know why it didn't feel like watching the game. I didn't feel like he had 130 yards. I didn't feel like he had three touchdowns, but he did. It's like a walk in the park for him almost. It's insane to watch this guy in this modern NFL era. I don't know. I love it. I love it. We're going to talk more about Titans, though. When we come back, we need to go and run to our last break of the first hour, but you can jump in on the phone line, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. Still quite a bit of traffic volume on the South Loop, the West Loop. They're trying to finish up the paperwork on this crash 24 eastbound just past Shelby over here on the Sullivan Evans Bridge. Traffic's on increasing quite a bit, actually, on 65 now here up by Metro Center. There's a crash in the southbound lanes on 65 just before you get to the Metro Center off-ramp. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg going on now through October 31st. You still got time. Check it out at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy is on.
James Bond waved the green flag for the NASCAR Cup Series race from Charlotte Motor Speedway, the Roval Edition, and making a statement, recovering from alternator problems. They had to change a belt on this car. Early on, Kyle Larson nabs his seventh win of the season. Just amazing.
I felt like I was a good road course racer until I would get to the races, and I wouldn't be very good in the just on the long run stuff. So with Hendrick, I think, you know, just the setups kind of go along with me and my style, and we're able to have good long run speed, and we're able to get wins like we are. So I feel like if I can put some more work in, you know, I should hopefully get a lot better.
Moves on to the round of eight with 65 playoff points in his back pocket, almost a full race ahead. First driver to have three road course wins in a season, 13th career. Kyle led a whopping eight laps on the day. That was enough. Tyler Reddick was second, followed by Chris Buescher. Kyle Busch, a solid run at the Roval, which is rare. And Denny Hamlin rounds out the top five. The Kevin Harvick-Chase Elliott feud continues when the four car wrecked the nine. Karma came back to bite Kevin Harvick as he hit the wall head-on later in the race, knocking himself out of the playoffs. Also out of the round of eight, Alex Bowman, William Byron, and Christopher Bell. Up next for the Cup Series is Texas Motor Speedway. That place is bad fast. 2 p.m. Eastern Sunday on NBC. Also in the round of eight, Kansas and Martinsville.
TheFinalLap.com.
This week at Macy's, get an extra 20% off your trademark fall look with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of 25% off Fab Fall looks from Inc., Alfani, and more. And 40% off bath and bedding from Oak, mindfully made and created for Macy's. Or save on fresh boots and shoes. Buy two, get 40% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members can earn even faster during Macy's Star Money bonus days. Going on now. Details at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
You have a vision. We have the financing to make it happen. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we have the resources that individuals, families, and businesses need to grow and achieve their goals. As an independent local community bank, we're able to provide loans with great rates, fast decision-making, and personal service from one of our local friendly lenders. We believe in the power of possibility. It's why we say yes more often. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
He's here 24 hours a day. I recommend the sugar pucks. They're excellent. Come on.
I'd never done a crazy thing in my life before that night. Why is it, if a man kills another man in battle, it's called heroic? Yet if he kills a man in the heat of passion, it's called murder.
Hello. What do you think you're doing?
What a terrific movie. I mean, there's literally no bad part of Wayne's World. I love it so much. There's just not. Every scene is just magic every time. Ed O'Neill's character in that is just hilarious. We want you to jump in on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. We're almost through the first hour, but we got a whole second hour coming up. Nick asked on Facebook, When the Jags go 0-17, can we consider Lawrence a bust, or do we give him the benefit of the doubt?
Nah, we got to give him the benefit of the doubt, right?
Yeah, it's one season.
Yeah.
You know?
Urban Meyer's the bust.
We're too tame to be good at radio. Like, that was the perfect opportunity to just...
Dog him?
Yeah, to just dog
You know what it is? We're too level-headed.
Are we?
I think so.
I guess. Like, no.
We see the side. We see the correct side of it. That's how it is. That's how I feel.
Right!
Well, yeah, it's like... It's funnier, I guess, or better to act like, you know, everything's crazy, but yeah. Really, there's a middle line there. All right, first hour in the books. Got a whole second hour coming up. Don't go anywhere. I want you to jump in, though. You know where you can't go? To your phone. And you click the button. 615-844-5600. That's the FNN Bank phone line. Second hour coming up. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Derek Dennis. At least two people killed after a small twin-engine plane crashes outside San Diego. The plane hit homes in Santee. The FBI has sunk an attempt by a U.S. naval engineer trying to sell secret technology to another country. The FBI says Jonathan Tebbe and his wife thought they could get cryptocurrency in exchange for restricted data of billion-dollar Navy U.S. submarines. ABC News military analyst Colonel Steve Ganyard.
There have always been spies who will betray their country for money, but in this case, it was very lucky that the FBI was able to identify this individual and set up a sting before he could pass on this very critical information.
A senior Qatari government official says Americans were on board a seventh passenger evacuation flight that arrived in Doha from Kabul, Afghanistan today. Meanwhile, an Afghan interpreter who helped rescue then-Senator Joe Biden during a congressional delegation visit to Afghanistan in 2008 has been evacuated from the country. This is ABC News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This message is from the Locksmith Company. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. That's 931-801-5427. And visit thelsco.com, the Locksmithing Company. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is serving up new summer hours and a fantastic summer menu. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the only place downtown for breakfast or lunch. Start your day with a cast iron waffle and some prime rib hash, or a Kitchen Notes burger and grandma's chicken noodle soup for lunch. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes, located 5th Avenue, downtown in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Harry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Welcome back to the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
Oh, my God! Okay, it's happening!
It's the afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm! Stay calm!
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine!
Now, here's Bruno and Zach.
Second hour of the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here on this beautiful afternoon here in the Music City on your way home from work. And it's, I mean, it really is beautiful. There is not a cloud in the sky. Blue all over, sun all over. It's so nice. I finally got my yard mowed. And now it's not going to rain again for a while. So it's all just going to die. I don't know. I hate cutting my yard after a while. Because, and Bruno, I don't think you don't know about this. You don't know. Have you ever mowed a yard?
Yeah.
You okay?
When I was in high school.
Yeah. Okay, good, good. I have so much lawn clippings afterwards, and I mean, I refuse to go and like rake it all up, but they all just pile. Like, there's one strip of just all lawn clippings, and I just leave it there.
How long does it take you for you to cut your, like, do you, the total? I'm talking about the entire
front,
yard,
back,
everything,
weed, all that, blow off the driveway and sidewalk.
Is that a Saturday? It's an entire day.
No.
Half the day?
It's like 2 hours, maybe. Oh, maybe an hour and a half. I got a riding lawnmower, so I just jump on it and just go.
You have a riding lawnmower?
Yeah. A Husky.
Living that good life.
Yeah, man. I got a riding lawnmower. Got a quarter of an acre. So I don't really need it.
You wear the big headphones?
Oh, yeah. I got put on the Beats, yeah. And then I'm out there just like listening. Usually I'm listening to Billie Eilish, but sometimes whatever new music might be out or something like that, and I just go out there and do it. I'm out there in like a tank top, and I got a drink in my cup holder on my mower too. So I'm just like
the good life.
Yeah, man,
got it.
But lately, I've been having hornet problems. So
really,
yes, man. I don't know where they're coming from.
Shouldn't it be over by now? Like,
no, they're out there. They're fighting me. All right, because I got stung. I got stung 2 months ago, and then I got stung 3 weeks ago. Driving on my mower, like riding by where they have a nest that they pop up somewhere, and then I'm driving, and all of a sudden I feel like I got shot on my side. Mm-hmm. I just keep getting stung by them.
I wonder if there's a nest like around your house.
Oh, I find the nest. They keep popping up new ones though. I find it, and I go to war with their nest, which is a nightmare, trying to kill these stupid things, and they somehow know I'm trying to kill them.
Yeah. I mean, it's nature. They have the you know, fight or flight. Ugh. Even though they're tiny little death bugs.
I like see Beedrill just coming at me. You know what I mean? Like, I just see him just.
Oh, no, I was in a dance battle with a wasp that was just hanging out on my door handle, and I'm like, I'm not going near that. So it was like 30 seconds of me just, you know. So I get it. It's horrifying.
But every time I go to mow, there's a new nest that just pops up, and they hate me. I think they're all related, and they just know, okay, that's the guy that keeps trying to kill us, so we're going to try to kill him. But body's built different, you know. I'm able to take this. It feels like I get shot, but it's not really. What do you got for current events today, Ray?
Something that I wanted to talk about last week, but of course we didn't have the show on Friday.
No show Friday.
NBA starts in what, a week?
Yes. Hockey starts tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. So did you hear what happened, what's going on in Toronto? So apparently, if you come
sports-wise or
no, in terms of the NBA.
The economy's probably
up there to, yeah, if you're up there to play, like, there's a game to play against the Toronto Raptors. That if you're not vaccinated, you are not allowed to leave the hotel unless you're going to, like, practice, what have you. If you do decide to leave, you can probably either get fined or maybe even jail time.
Yeah,
if you're not vaccinated.
I saw something where Kyrie Irving was like, giving, like, if he doesn't get vaccinated, he's going to lose like 20 something million this year just from like fines of various stuff like that. So
can you imagine going to Canada and you get locked up for 6 months for going to play basketball?
Yeah, you know what? You know what's going to happen is don't go. Yeah. You know, guess what? You lost to the. You just hope the other people can go if you're not vaccinated. I don't know. That's the whole like dealing with other countries and how other governments and everything. At a certain point, I don't know. NBA is an American sport. Like, it's an American-based sport, and I feel like it's great there in Toronto, but I feel like the NBA needs to step in and be like, all right, look.
Toronto's going to play somewhere else this season.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll bubble.
Yeah. Their own little thing. Go play in Buffalo or wherever they're going to play, you know, whatever it is. They do it for MLB, right? The Blue Jays hadn't played in Toronto in a long time, so. Yeah.
But in terms of what Bruno said about Kyrie and stuff.
Yeah.
In New York, you have to be vaccinated, right?
Right.
So he is.
I don't know.
So apparently that with the, it's quietly required. We talked about that, but they said that Kyrie I think besides him and Bradley Beal, the only two main players are not vaccinated at this point. That he can't practice, like he wasn't able to practice the entire time, and so it's like I guess I don't know if it's a moral issue or what's going on, but now it's like putting a lot of pressure on these players that he has asked. The Nets to bring. Like he's been orchestrating, like bring Kevin Durant, bring in James Harden. Right. And now he's got this coach and like everyone's playing ball and like he's not vaccinated. So it's like when is those players and coaches kind of turn back to Kyrie like, look, you are the one who like was instrumental in bringing us all together. Now look at us now.
Well, there's one thing I've learned about Kyrie Irving. He's not gonna do it.
Yeah,
so
I was literally thinking the harder they try to peer pressure him, he's just going to turn away even more.
Total Sigma male grind set from Kyrie Irving. Just
he fully believes in flat Earth too.
Yeah,
which is just not also good for your
state. Did he graduate from Duke? Or he just went there?
No, I think he just went to Duke, right?
Yeah. He just went to Duke.
He didn't even, like, play, really. Like, he played, like, a game. And then well, he was a game.
Kind of like the NBA.
Duke. Yeah. He can have a Zuckerberg kind of thing where he's like, I went to Duke.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't enough for me.
And there was talks of him possibly the Nets were looking at trading him, but they're not getting much in return because of the fact that he's damaged his image, if you will.
Who's damaged their image more, him or Ben Simmons?
Well, Ben Simmons, that was going to be my next topic. Now he's apparently going to show up next week to the 76ers.
Oh,
to
really? Is he fixing it?
So they're trying to mend that fences. But I'm like, how do you go back to that after you've said all that you've said in the offseason? Don't want to be there. Don't like the fans. Don't like the coaching staff. You want to leave. And then now, you know what? It's water under the bridge.
Right.
Let's get together.
It's literally the NBA equivalent of the Aaron Rodgers situation. Right?
But Ben Simmons is not Aaron Rodgers.
Well, true. No. But it's just the situation that they are in is like the exact same, it feels like, as how it all played out. Back to the Kyrie Irving stuff. I don't know. I saw Draymond Green came out and, you know, gave his two-piece on the idea of, you know, trying to force him to get the vaccinations. And he was like, if someone doesn't want to do it, they don't have to do it. You know, which I think there was things I agreed with, things I didn't agree with of what he said. But I feel like it's so tough. You almost, like, I think it's wrong if they do it, but, I mean, you almost want the NBA just to be like, look, you either do it or you don't. You don't play. And that would just almost fix everything of this. Or it's just got to be the NBA. It's just got to not talk about it. Like, that's where I feel like these leagues have screwed up so much when they're getting into this all, we want 100% vaccination across all of our players and staff and media and everything that – How long are we going to be on Kyrie Irving about this?
Yeah.
You know, what's the end game here?
I guess bully him as long as possible.
Then let me ask you guys this.
4 years from now? Well, sorry. Just 4 years from now, are we gonna be on the same topic where it's like Kyrie Irving trying to play again, but he's still not vaccinated. You know, the numbers are going down, but he's still not vaccinated. So it's what can we do? I just feel like that's where I'm at with it. It's just strange to me. It's like this whole – and that's the bigger scope. It's not just Kyrie Irving. It's not just the NBA. It's the NFL. It's all of it. It's everybody about it. Like, what is the end game here? 100% of vaccination. Great. People are still getting it whether they're vaccinated or not. That's a fact. That's not me trying to be biased anymore. I'm vaccinated. I don't even know if I came out and said that, but, it's pretty obvious to see if I go – you see me at the Titans games covering. You have to be, right? Like, that was their whole thing for doing it. You have to be vaccinated to do it. So I went and did it. And whatever, no, I had no problems with it. But that was my decision to do it. I have plenty of friends who aren't and are. And I think that it comes down to just it should be their decision. But at the end of the day, what are we striving for? You know, that's what kills me is like the NBA they're in the NFL and the and I don't know so much about the MLB. I don't want to say anything about the MLB. I don't know if they're in that same
boat. Right.
But the NFL, NBA are very outspoken about it. They've been very outspoken about it. But you let thousands and thousands of fans into the same building as these media members, coaches, players. That doesn't matter if they're vaxxed or not. You know, they could get in. They don't even have masks or anything. So what is the end game? Is the end game caring about the players, or is the end game just to be a front that you're showing this sign of, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for, Bruno? Like leadership, maybe, or you know, just to be a face for it because you have a platform. That's where I get at it, and I don't know. It feels weird when it's that way.
You asked me for like the word of it, but I'm usually the guy that's like, I can't think of the word, so probably the wrong guy to ask.
Well, sorry, you graduated from Vanderbilt, and I thought maybe you could figure out a word.
Are you thinking like, figure out a word?
Are you thinking like poster child? Is that
Yeah. You know, the NFL, they have a large platform. The NBA has a large platform, so they, you know, they're doing it as a face for the community. Which, if fine, say that's what you're doing. Don't tell me it's like, well, we're caring about the health, man. You don't care about the health. It's like the NFL. If you cared about the health of your players in the NFL, guess what you would not do?
Play football.
Let them play football.
You don't actually care about that.
You don't really care. You just care about being the
bottom line, baby. Bottom line.
All about money. That's all it is.
Who's going to be the first sports league to just be openly, like, if you're vaccinated, then you get penalized?
UFC's getting there, I feel like.
There's a demand of people who just really aren't about this stuff. That guy, one guy who called in that one day. Yeah. That was crazy, huh? Yeah. I still know what protein spikes are. I wanted to ask him what it was, but I'm sure he doesn't know either. So
you tell me, weather boy. I don't know. It's just like, it should be everyone's decision. It's so weird that this is like forcing players, like, because it's pivoting fans against their favorite player.
Yeah, well, that's what the ownership does. They do it every time there's it's just what they do. They don't care.
Yeah.
We live in such a crazy, like, it's traveling is absurd now. Like, we used to be Americans. What did that mean? I don't know. But at least we had a set of standards we all acted like. You know, in New York, they talk funny, whatever. In California, everyone sucks. I get it. But in the South, everyone's fat. That's okay. But we knew that. But now with the COVID stuff, it's just everywhere just feels so different. Yeah. It's weird. In Tennessee, we act like it doesn't exist, which is cool. I like that, right? I got the vaccine. Let me move on with my life. But in other places, it's just not like that. So sports makes it incredibly tough. It's just like, where are we going now? Well, we're going 200 miles away, but these are the rules.
Bop. Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny you mention that because somebody can fact check me if they want on this, but I heard this was total bro science where I heard it from.
The best part about the radio is we can lie on air. Who cares?
We are the truth. But no, the FAA had, I think before the COVID, before 2020, the FAA had, like, on average per year, 177 reports of unruly passengers. And then now, since 2020 and going into, you know, all this situation, just in 2020 alone, they've had, or 20, I think it was 2021 was the statistic, they had over 2,000 cases. Yeah. 2,000.
Spiked.
Yeah, 2,000 unruly passengers on the FAA, like, people just fighting in planes like crazy. And it's all, I mean, really, it all comes back to, like, mask mandates.
It never happens when I'm there either, which is terrible. Well, I want to see.
But people are going to look at you and be like, you're the big guy. You got to go step in there.
No, I don't want to, well, maybe.
You just want to film and laugh.
I don't even want to film. I just want to laugh.
Yeah. Have popcorn right in your mouth.
Well, I'll scream something. Yo, he did not just say that to you.
I can't believe you would let him do that. By the way, just because we're talking about that craziness, did you see the Jaguars fans after the game, the video that went around?
No.
It was like right after the game, these Jaguars fans are just straight up jumping people. Like, this dude's getting into a fight with these two dudes, and these two dudes are just beating the ever-loving crap out of this guy and, like, pushing his girlfriend and all this stuff.
Well,
like,
hopefully they went to prison.
I don't know. It's a lawless swamp down there, so who knows what's going on. I don't even know if they got caught.
First of all, listen.
Good luck figuring out. They're wearing Jacksonville jerseys, and they're white guys.
Well, yeah. Well, this
narrows it down.
Here's the thing. Like, I'm all about the smoke and all that, and for the most part, like, I get it. Like, I'll usually turn up. You will not see me go to Florida and, step up to people.
Yeah.
You'll die there, and they will not go to prison.
They don't care.
So, yeah. Yeah. Avoid Florida at all costs. What a terrible place.
It really is. It is.
It's just retired people and criminals. That's it.
America's wet, dirty basement. And we just all have to deal with the fact that it's there.
blame Columbus. Blame Columbus for finding it, because if he, well, he never found it, but he was in Cuba. They went up. Yeah. You know, it's his.
And the idiot thought he was in.
Well,
India.
It's his fault. Like, if he didn't find it, we still wouldn't know it's there. It'd be just unfound land.
The ball's on the guy too, by the way, to land in a place and think for sure that's where you are and see people in like
India.
Indians.
Hey,
there you are.
If you
found them.
If you're like me and you just I
isn't
don't know.
It Columbus Day?
Yeah. That's why. That's why my tweet was like today's topic. Christopher Columbus versus Tyson Fury. Who wins?
You know? Oh, well, for sure, Columbus.
Because he just gives him smallpox.
Yeah, spreads disease.
So who really wins?
I'm 38 stone, but I can't catch my breath. How about the worst? Is that the worst Tyson Fury
that
impersonation?
Was. Right, he's just nosing but associate. I can't do it either.
Why do foreigners keep calling everybody lizards
and sausages?
I say foreigners, but just like
British people,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe their teeth make them talk a certain way.
We're big in the UK, so I bet you that cut deep. Let's go to the Evident Bank phone line 615-844-5600. That's the Evident Bank phone line. Lines available. Steve in Franklin. Steve, how are you?
What's up, gentlemen? I hope you are doing well.
We're good, baby.
Good. My oldest brother doesn't call sports radio. He had a good weekend. He's a A&M alum, so that was a exciting evening for him. Just you got
like that wife from that video
previous week. So yeah, I would have given anything. I wish I had Bruno's number. I would have paid you to come to the establishment I was at yesterday watching the NFL games. They had the NFL ticket. There's always that one guy that it's a packed restaurant. Everybody's watching, cheering, whatever. And one guy that's louder every single Saints play that's on, he has to comment like he's the coach or announcer or something. He has that voice, and he's louder. Everybody was turning to look at him every time. I would have given anything for you to be there, Bruno. And kindly walked over to him and asked him to please be quiet. I don't know. That bothers me.
Those people are the worst, man. Just the absolute gall to just scream in public about your ideas and think it's okay.
There's worst type of person. Just no, I don't know. He deserves to be hurt.
Just zero self-awareness and just it's unbelievable, embarrassing. But anywho, I think we've all got that friend. He wasn't with me or anything, but. Couple observations. I apologize if y'all mentioned already. The end of that Packers Bengals game was crazy. I didn't think anybody was ever going to make a field goal.
So I had a 6-leg or 7-leg parlay that I had hit everything on the morning games, and then that was the one that I needed for Green Bay just money line to win, and I ended up cashing out of my bet because I saw Crosby miss the first one. And then Bengals started driving, and I was like, there's no way the Bengals are going to get this. And I'm telling you, Steve, the second I click cash out on my FanDuel app, they miss a kick, and then Mason Crosby goes down, and they score again, and they win.
Well, the Bengals kicker thought he made it. He was celebrating his teammate.
God, what a travesty.
But another thing with the Giants game, watching Jones stumble off the field, that's hard to watch. That's upsetting. I hope he's okay. I don't know if y'all saw that. He got concussed there at the goal line trying to dive in and got hit.
I did. That was tough. Yeah, watching him trample around like a baby deer, that was tough.
That's once again, if the NFL actually cared about players' health and safety, they would actually just not let him play football.
Yeah. And then stuff like that happens. And last night in the Chiefs game, they call roughing the passer, and the guy just tackled it. He didn't do anything. Officiating drives me crazy. So some of the calls make sense, some don't. But Titans got a tough couple weeks. The Bills are the real deal. I see if they stay healthy, they're going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, the most Titan thing to do though is to go and beat the Bills at home on Monday Night Football after playing terrible football 2 weeks in a row.
I don't know that their secondary is just coming. He's going to have a field day with the Titans secondary. If they continue to play that way, they cannot tackle our cover. So that will be an interesting game. But any word on Julio? Is he going to play this year anymore, or what's going on with him?
It's, you know, Julio Jones. This is the thing that I remember when everybody was getting all excited about it happening. I was like, you got to take a second here. You know, there's a reason why the Falcons were trying to move on from Julio.
Absolutely.
And he just lately had been getting injured and doesn't play. Last year, what, he played 9 games last year? So this year, you know, it's on pace for less possibly. But hopefully what they need to do is just they're winning in the AFC South. And the AFC South is terrible as it is.
Playoff.
Just play for playoff. That's 100%. So get them back as healthy as possible and then just rest them for the playoffs. That's all I think.
It's always like that hot girl that's been divorced or whatever 3 or 4 times. There's a reason people don't have a hard time leaving her. So with those players, it seems to be the case. It didn't seem like Falcons fans or their coaching staff is too upset to see them go. So
yeah, Julio Jones really is a hot girl.
There you go. Y'all have a good weekend. Bruno, help me out. I'll tell you where that guy is. I guarantee you wherever the Saints play. You can go in there.
Show him my picture and tell him this guy hates you. You want smoke with this guy?
Short man syndrome. He's my age.
He's got like the old Oakley gas cans.
He has he has a one button like Braves jersey or something. It's terrible.
It was brutal. Y'all have a good one. Thanks for down, boys.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you calling in. Also, I appreciate Steve not mentioning Vanderbilt at all. Because it's been good not to mention him today. You know, just what a terrible game.
They outgained Vanderbilt, or they outgained Florida. Did you know that by halftime? They had more offense.
I know.
More yards, more first downs, down 21-0. Get shut out.
Completely. That was a catch, though, in the end zone.
Yeah.
Did it matter?
Who cares?
Who cares? Just for moral support.
Sent in my write-up, and it's, you know, I think they have a real chance to beat South Carolina, but we haven't beat South Carolina in over 10 years, so we'll see.
Hockey season is in full swing, and there's no better place to bet on the NHL than FanDuel Sportsbook. NHL players are the perfect way to make every shot feel like a hat trick. You could turn a little bet into a big payday, and all season long, FanDuel is giving every customer NHL parlay insurance. You'll get up to $25 back each day if your parlay fails one leg short. Don't have a FanDuel account? Sign up using promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, TAS, to place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. FanDuel is always hooking you up with great odds and exclusive offers. Plus, when you win, you'll get as paid in as little as 24 hours. This season, make every moment more and bet on the NHL with FanDuel Sportsbook. And remember to use promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, TAS. So they know that we sent you over. 21 and present in Tennessee. Parlay insurance max refund $25 per day. Risk-free bet for first-time online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days for parlay insurance and 14 days for risk-free bet. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlay, and exclusive always on promotions such as enhanced odds boost on the biggest events to let you get your action out of every game day. And when you win, they even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Just place a bet on any game and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you do not win your first bet. Seriously, if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, so they know that I sent you. Again, that promo code TAS. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code TAS.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
I'm Craig Ladd.
And I'm Coach Bubba Spear.
Listen each Saturday morning at 8 for the 10th season of Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb.
Every Saturday, we will get you up to date on all the scores, shine a spotlight on one of the area's top players and his coach, feature a Prep Legend of the Week, and get you set for the upcoming week.
Prep Football Talk, also brought to you by the U.S. Army, Gary Force Acura, Tim Leeper Roofing, Valentino's Restaurante, Goggin Cold Hall, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place.
That's every Saturday morning at 8 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch. Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Bruno Reagan's gone for the rest of the day. He'll be back Wednesday because we do not have a show tomorrow due to Braves baseball. Hopefully the Bravos can get an elimination there of the Brewers, which a lot of people did not expect. I'm telling you, a lot of people in this station.
Who do you got tomorrow?
Braves Brewers? I actually think the Brewers come back. They're a good team, man. The Brewers are a good team. And you got to give the Braves up today. Like, for any of the Braves fans, I mentioned it briefly at the beginning of the show. But if they lost today, people in Atlanta and really just Braves fans in general would be calling for Adam Duvall's head right now. There's part of me. I love sticking up for people when they make the wrong decision. I really do. Like, I'm like, you know, Bruno makes fun of me, but I'm very, like, I don't want to say devil's advocate, but I like to see both sides of the situation, right? Like, whatever it is, there's always a part of me that goes, what really happened here? What's actually going on? I can't find any silver lining with Adam Duvall and going on that pop out that's going to score a run, that's going to be a sack fly, and then deciding to go to second and getting a double play and out of the inning and the run doesn't count. Like, I could not believe he did that. That is like 14 and under baseball. That's the kind of stuff that you expect children to do wrong. This guy is a major, and he's a good player. Mm-hmm. And, you know, thankful for him, he came back up his next bat and hit a triple. And, you know, it's a good way to bounce back. But had the Braves lost in a game that was 0-0 for so all the way until the fifth inning,
yeah, that game flew by fast for us.
Very fast. There was no base runners. And that's why that play was going to be highlighted if the Braves ended up losing, where you have no runs. And then this guy, you have a chance to get a run. I think it was Riley who was on. Austin Riley was on third. He's clearly going to score. You just sit at first no matter what. He's going to beat the throw out at home. There's no way he's going to get gunned out at home. You just stay at first. You take your run. But we're seeing that so much more. Even in these playoffs right now, like the MLB has just been – like, you're watching the fundamentals across the board disintegrate. Like, go back to the Red Sox-Yankees game. Third base of the Yankees coach sends Aaron Judge from first to home when he's crossing third. He's on third base, and you see him wave him down when the ball bounces off the Green Monster and is picked up immediately in that short field left, and he's gunned out at home. And it's like, what are you doing? Like, do you want to win? And you see the same thing with Adam Duvall and the Braves, and that was crazy, man. We would be talking, I'm telling you, that would be, if the Braves lost that game, people, especially Plaster. Plaster would have been on here tomorrow.
We would never hear the end of it.
Literally been the first topic and the last topic that he would have said all day about. I bet you he still is going to talk crazy crap about it with him being at the game today. But, yeah, that is going to be upsetting. But Big Jacques Peterson coming up and hitting that solo bomb, or that bomb, getting that 3-0 lead and moving on. And, you know, Braves, they can sneak it out. And I'm telling you, Ian Anderson is like, even last year when he came in, he was 22 years old last year.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's 23, and he's pitching like that within these big games, these playoff games. The confidence this guy's got is just immaculate. I mean, to go up there and just command against a good hitting Brewers team. And I mean, I gotta give it up to him. I like Ian Anderson. He's making a fan of me. I'm not even really a fan of the Braves at all. Like, obviously we see him a lot here because we're the station here in Nashville for him. But I like Ian Anderson. Be that young and just out there on the bump, just dealing every game in these big moments, man. Ah, man, it gets me jacked up when I'm watching that. Watching the baseball, I like that a lot.
I'm surprised about how well Atlanta's doing with all the injuries and stuff they've dealt with in the entire season. They're able here to really possibly challenge for a World Series. I'm really surprised that
I don't know if they can challenge for a World Series.
Oh no!
But I think they can make games like I have them going to the World Series. Like, I think they can win the NL. Like, they'd have to beat the Dodgers, it looks like, to do it. But
was it 1-1 between them and the Giants?
Yeah. But Dodgers just look so much better. They really.
When you
do.
Thought they were dead, boom! They all of a sudden they just start to.
And Giants aren't going to hold on because it's not an even year. 21, oh, you know, sure. They show up. What is it? You go back and look at all their World Series. It was like 12, yep. 14, 16. Like, it just was.
And unfortunately,
like,
that's my pick too. They're supposed to be my pick. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. I wonder No series are done yet.
Yeah, so yeah, we're. Yeah. I know that I'm down 0-2.
Yeah.
Because of the wild card.
Shout out to your boy though, because your boy is killing this week's NFL picks. I mean, I've missed one game, and it was the Chiefs. So far, if Lamar Jackson and the Ravens show up tonight and get a win, I'm going to go, 15-1?
There's no bigger fan of Zach Williams than Zach Williams himself.
Woohoo! Yes! Go me! You did it!
Who's in first?
It will be me after this week.
No, it won't?
Yeah! I got 15 games up!
I'm up 13!
Yeah, and you missed like 5 this week.
I didn't miss 5.
Yeah, you did. Nah. This guy... did not.
I went over my games last night and
Zach
my picks.
Zach Williams. Woo! Love it.
Oh, Washington. Man. God, you got to do that to me, man.
Yeah.
Washington. I told you it was going to happen.
Who did they play again? I'm forgetting.
They had this Saints.
Yeah, the Saints.
And I was really back and forth. I'm like, it just depends on what Jameis we saw. And the Jameis I thought we were going to see showed up.
Yeah, you know, Jameis, I don't know.
He wasn't playing great. They actually had him. It was over around 200 yards, but two big plays, and that was it.
Alvin Kamara is starting to come alive, too.
Yes, he is.
Love that. Yeah. Love that guy. I was telling people to trade for him, remember? We were like, trade for Alvin Kamara. If you're in fantasy, this is the time to do it. Remember, you can jump in anytime you want, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. What other current events you got going on for us?
John Gruden's in the news.
Yeah, this is an iffy one, man. This is one of those things that I don't like. Go ahead, explain.
So
we'll talk about.
We know the story that back in 2000 was it 11 or 12 during the strike year.
It was 11, I think.
Yeah, it was between him and the NFLPA's. God, the name escapes myself right now.
Whoever it is.
Yeah, for you. There was a few emails going back and forth about stuff, and he used some subversive or some racist remarks in those emails. Well, they have come out to light, and people have gotten a hold of it, and now. He's come out, apologized, said that he's not racist, which, if you are, you're not.
Many people that go the other way in that topic, right?
Surprise,
he told himself not racist.
Yeah, yeah. whatever direction, whatever he needs to say, fine.
Ballsy if he's like, you know what?
Yeah, I am racist.
All right.
But of course, it's not going to happen.
Hey, also, nobody use that audio clip against me one day. Go ahead, Ray.
So, I'm going to ask you this. Where do the Raiders go from here? What happens in that locker room?
So,
because here's the thing.
Yeah.
A lot of players, and this is one of the things I wanted to ask Bruno about, you know, if you had a coach that came out and said something like that, how would you feel that week going to play for that coach? Because you heard Randy Moss came out and said on ESPN about, like, you know, that it would hurt you. It would upset you due to the remarks. Yes, it was 10 years plus ago, but now you have
Like he was a kid 10 years ago.
Yeah. He was 48, right? So you have this picture painted about yourself about, like, okay, now these players see you in a different light now. There's some old players. Charles Woodson came out and said that he's had time where he's never seen or felt that John Gruden was like that.
Yeah.
You know,
character witnesses.
Even with the Davis owners and stuff like that. So,
It's weird. And actually, Adam Schefter just tweeted out a little while ago today. The NFL sent the Raiders additional John Gruden emails to review on top of the negative one that surfaced last week. And per source around the league, the NFL is actively monitoring the situation and waiting to see how the team will handle the matter. This is the thing. I saw what was said. I'm not going to say what was said because, frankly, it's a racial slur that I didn't even know existed. I had no idea. I never even knew what this was. It was a term that was very strange to me. And, you know, I feel like there's so many things that you can go different lanes and different ways about. It's a little weird. But what I saw didn't seem like it was real. To me, I look at it like I look at the character witnesses. I look at the Charles Woods, those guys coming out talking about Gruden, saying, "Hey, this is not who he is." You know, things can get misconstrued, and it seems that way, especially on social media, the way they post things out. Racist remarks said by John Gruden. Well, that was right. The first thing I saw about it. I'm like, oh no, what did he say? Yeah. Then you look in the article and you see what he said, and you're like, I didn't even know what that word. What is that? Like, yeah. I don't even know what that is. So it's really strange. Let's go to the F&M Bank phone line. This is going to suck. Let's go to Bruno. How you doing, Bruno?
Dude, first of all, Ray, what do you want to ask me? All right, I'm listening to the show, and it's like, this is what I want to ask Bruno. It's like, well, I called in, buddy. What do you want?
No, I was going to ask you, like, you know, based off of what, you know, those players felt about what the remarks that came out with John Gruden, if you're a player under a coach that says something like that, how does a player handle that? Like, how do they react to that?
Well, right now, when you see the headlines and you see that right now and you're in that locker room, you're going to, like, it's like you're already pre, I think Zach made a great point. You're already pre-connotatively, if that's even a word, like, you know, set to be against John. Whereas, you know, we don't have the, on paper, it looks terrible, right? But we don't have the context. We don't have, you know, I think Zach made a great point. If other people are going to come out and be like, hey, this isn't the John, you know, this is something against, like, John. And the guys that are in that locker room, you know, they know him enough at this point to know what he's going to say or not say. Does it hurt? I'm sure, you know, the shock factor of it hurts, but let's be honest. This is probably some, you know, someone saw that and was like, oh, yeah, this is going to go big. That's the first thing they think.
Right.
You know what? Hang up on Bruno because I'm seeing a video he just tweeted out that I'm just now seeing. And the video is tagged us on it, and it's him listening to the station while driving, by the way, hope a cop pulls you over, and turning the radio off.
Well, the problem was I knew tweeting that someone's going to be like, put your phone down while you're driving, but I'm in back-to-back traffic, so, you know, get bent. I don't know. Like, not that big of a deal.
Hey, Bruno, I can't wait to talk to you Wednesday.
Bye,
Bruno. Oh, man, what a loser. All right, let's go to the F&M Bank phone line still, 615-844-5600. Nick, what's going on, man?
Come on, Zach.
Right. How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. I'm kind of not really on topic, but still is. It's NFL.
That's fine.
Did you guys give predictions, like, prior to the season of, oh, this team's going to win this division, this team's going to win conference, Super Bowl?
We did. So we went through each individual division and ranked them 1 through 4, whatever it is, mm-hmm. 1 through 5, whatever the divisions are.
I mean, I was going to kind of quickly touch on that. Has any of your predictions or outlooks on what your guys' individual picks were changed since, I mean, it's only week 5, I know, but it's like at that third mark of the season. So, I mean, I don't know if anything changed for you guys or not.
Well, I can tell you this. Look,
I think we're both about to say the same thing. Yeah,
we were wrong about the Titans and the Colts. We thought the Colts were. I know I and Bruno both went Colts as winning the AFC South because we just weren't sold on. I felt like the Colts had a lot more future, and look at them. It's crazy right now. Another one is the Chiefs. That's a big one right now.
I love it.
I got to readjust. I feel like I have to readjust the Chiefs, even though I still think they're a really good team. It's weird how they're not winning right now. They're just not doing it. Another one is the Cardinals.
Yep, that's what Nick's waiting for.
That's probably the biggest one that the Cardinals. That was when we talked about the NFC West. We were like, that was like a toss-up division because everybody's good in that division.
I think we had the Rams first.
Bruno had the Cardinals first because he had Kyler winning the MVP this year. So I remember Bruno being big on the Cardinals, and then
Bruno has a crystal ball.
Well, so. Yeah, Bruno's also a liar.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's been yeah we. there's been a couple that changed. You know, I was dead
on. Chargers?
I was dead on about the Panthers. I knew the Panthers were going to be a lot better than what people going into the season are expecting for them. And then, yeah, the Chargers were a big one. But for the most part, you know, the rest of the NFC and AFC that we haven't mentioned, I think we were kind of on brand with that. I was the only one that thought the Bengals were going to be good. Everybody else here thought the Bengals were just going to be trash.
I didn't think it would be trash. Oh, yeah. It would be the next up-and-coming team. It would be fun, but I don't think they were there yet. We thought the Browns were going to be the number one team.
I did not.
We all know the Steelers were going to suck.
When you say we, you have to think about me and Bruno.
Bruno and I, that's correct English here, thought that the Browns would finish first. Yeah. Follow
Use guys had it wrong.
Use guys. Huge.
I mean, you should probably do a mid-season power rankings again. I know it's still a few weeks away, but just wanted to get a quick touch on that. Like I said, we're at the third mark, so I mean, it's kind of a we know who's fake and who's not right now. So
yeah, Nick, you're our favorite listener, so we will do that just for you, buddy.
I appreciate that.
All right,
hopefully,
man.
I can bounce back next week in fantasy.
Yeah, did you win or lose this week?
I'm pretty sure I played Turner, and he put up 190. So
I knew you lost that. Already. I just wanted you to say it on air.
Oh, that's all right. I lost. And I'm pretty sure, actually, Turner is in first place in our division because he'll have more points for. Same record, but more points for.
Yeah, and he played, like, every Chargers player. That's what he ended up.
Yeah,
congrats to Turner. He just played all of them, and then they had a humongous game. So
that's all you needed.
You guys have a good night. Talk to you guys soon.
Hey, thanks, Nick.
All right, yep.
All you needed was the Chargers and Cowboys. That's all you needed.
Yeah, they were crazy. All right, we need to go and run to our next break, to our last break. So if you want to get in on the last segment, go ahead and give us a call, 615-844-5600. We want to hear from you on the F&M Bank phone line back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. That's 800-915-3052.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower, mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain, mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner. Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Afternoon Stretch. Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Remember, you can always get involved, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. One last segment we're going into today. You know, just because Bruno wants to put a Twitter out and put a video about, you know, telling us to shut up, and then he turns off the radio and goes, ah, it's so much better. It makes me be vengeful, too. Like, he's not the only one that can be vengeful on the show. I let him go for a little bit just to, you know, let him feel like he has, you know, some sort of control. That's really what it comes down to. I like to let Bruno think he has control. It's like, you remember Friday? It's like, I got mind control over Debo, right? Yep. Like, he, you know, he tell me to shut up. I shut up. Second he walk away, I start talking again. Like, that's how Bruno is.
He just said, I suck, too.
Yeah, well, I, you know, a little truth behind that. but go ahead and hit it, Ray.
Now, it's time to make money off of other people playing sports, because taking gambling advice from a guy named Bruno isn't shady at all. This is Bruno's Bets.
A new remix. This is actually going to be Barnaby's Bets coming up.
Is that guy Bruno sucks?
Bruno, I mean, he lost his last, like, five, I think. He's 21 in, like, forever, whatever it is. But Spencer Barnaby, our intern, who we had on when the Cards played, who gave a great breakdown of the Cardinals game that was coming up. In the break, he's sitting in the studio. He's here Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. And he says, I've got the best parlay that's going to hit. And I said, ah, perfect. Like, all the gears clicked at once. I was like, got it. You know, the light bulb went off. Barnaby's Bets, I didn't even let him tell us yet, so I don't even know what it is. So are you prepared to give this, Spencer?
I'm prepared.
Intern Spencer trying to give out the best bets he possibly can right now. And I've got to say, you're sitting in Bruno's chair. Mm-hmm. You're not on camera. Ray wanted to be on camera. That's just how it goes. But you're following Bruno's. I mean, we just played the Bruno's Bets segment for Barnaby's Bets. I hope Bruno's listening. Actually, I texted him. I said, hey, Spencer's gonna about throw bets on air. His response says, ask him where his address is, then send it to me in case I need it later. So I don't know what that means.
That means pressure. That's pressure. That's pressure.
So what is it? You have a parlay for tonight for Ravens Colts, correct?
Same game, yeah.
Same game parlay on the FanDuel app. Yes. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the parlay?
It's nine legs.
Nine legs. This is this fits in. I mean, this fits in. This fits in with Bruno's Bets to a T.
Yep.
You know, one leg too
we
many.
We like where this is going.
This is like four legs too many, but you know, what can you do? But it's free money.
It's free money.
It's free.
If there's ever such a thing. Okay.
Yeah.
If you don't like money, then don't do it.
Yeah. Get a little closer to the mic.
All right.
I want people to hear this.
I do too.
Yeah. So what? Go through your parlay, and we're gonna dissect it. Go one step at a time.
Okay. First one, Ravens money line.
I think we're all on that.
Yeah.
I think we all think. I mean, look, big brain Zach over here, 15-1 so far on the week, trying to go 16-1.
Your boy over here. Your boy over here.
I'm 14-1. Let me say that.
He lose this week.
And I need one more to go 15-1, which nobody else would do with my five brain that I have out here right now. So, with that being said, I agree because I also picked the Ravens. Congratulations. Good. You got one leg right.
Thank you. Next one, Carson Wentz. 1+ passing touchdown.
Yeah. I mean, at least one. Like, he's going to sneak one in there.
You would think.
Nine Hines is going to catch one in the flat next to the
I hope zone. So. Okay, if you're going Nine Hines, I hope so, because I got him tonight in fantasy.
Michael Pittman gets a touchdown. He just can't find
I don't care.
The
he gets it, whatever. Nine Hines would be nice, though.
All right. I feel good about those two.
Okay, next one. Lamar Jackson, at least one passing touchdown.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Marquise Brown, got to have it tonight. It's going to be big.
Good.
Then, so we're 3-for-3 right now that we're on board with this.
3-for-3. Next one, Jonathan Taylor over 39.5 rushing yards.
Okay, he has to, right? Yeah. That's really that
as long as he doesn't
problem.
Get 30 points in fantasy, I'm good with knocking stuff out.
No, 39 yards though for him. He can do that one run.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll give you 4-for-4 right now.
All right. It only gets better. Next one, Latavius Murray over 34.5 rushing yards.
He is a start this week. Le'Veon Bell is not playing tonight. See him in the start.
I'm forgetting the other guy's name. Tayshaun Williams. He's been.
And Devontae Freeman are both playing.
They're both playing. Yeah. So. But Williams just been like disappeared. He was a healthy scratch last week. I think 2 weeks in a row, right?
I think it's Murray's backfield right now.
I know. Isn't that crazy that Murray has just come in and they're like, give it to him? Yeah. You know, and
he fits the mold.
Everybody was trying to figure out who to grab, man, and that's the one to grab. But yeah, okay. So What was it? It was over what?
34 and a half.
I like that.
Yeah, that's fine. That's an easy line for him to get.
It's free.
Yeah, it's free.
Next one. Mark Andrews, over 39 and a half receiving yards.
Now we're starting to get in trouble waters.
I don't know.
You know, because this game can get wildly out of hand really quick to where the Ravens just start running the ball. I don't know. That one I'm getting iffy on. I'm not saying it's a fail.
So okay. Far, I've noticed a streak here. You're taking the over on everything.
Yeah.
It's all been 30 yards.
Losers take the under. All right, Ray? People who don't like fun sports take the under.
I'm with you on that. All right.
What's the next one?
I appreciate it.
It's Michael, like leg 15. What's the next one?
You mentioned Michael Pittman.
Yeah.
5-plus receptions.
Probably. He's been getting like 14 targets every game.
They have no one else at wide receiver besides Hines? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm good with that one. That's for sure going to hit.
Okay. Two more. Next one. Ravens over 1.5 total touchdowns.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just getting – they just need 2 touchdowns in the game?
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Come on.
And then Colts over 1.5 total touchdowns. They need 2 as well.
You know, this parlay is not bad.
It's free.
It's
it's free money.
That's not a bad one. Like, those are very doable things as we went down that list that I felt like, what's the odds on it?
Plus 900.
Plus 900 to hit on that.
I'm putting 10 on it, win 100.
Yeah, that's a good one. Should we make that an official Bruno's Bets? He's not here, and I don't care.
You know what? Let's live on the edge. Let's do it.
Yeah,
well, hang on.
It's better than what Bruno's put out there lately.
No, you have to answer to Bruno if these all fail. Yeah.
No, then no.
This is better than what Bruno's put out lately. So
that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be Bruno. You know, I'm an all-American wrestler, and I do. You know, I'm big.
The 6'3", the 345. Don't let it get
whatever, me, man. Like, am I the only one not scared of the guy?
Can I work from home on Wednesday for y'all?
Sure. If it doesn't hit, maybe you should come in. That's a solid parlay, though.
Yeah.
I'm on board.
So you're taking the over for the 1.5 for the Colts? Touchdowns total?
I think they can get 2 touchdowns.
Really?
Yeah. I think the game is actually going to be rather high scoring. You know,
really?
Look at every other Ravens game except for the Detroit one. It's been high-scoring matchups. The defense for the Ravens isn't really the same.
You're loving some wins tonight, then, I guess. All
right. He's got to become good at some point again, right? Like, he always flashes good games here and there.
They say his ankles are a little better.
Yeah, but that's the thing, too. He's just progressing eventually. I once again, I have the Ravens winning. So, pretty much that's guaranteed it's going to happen. But
you're going to hit one, at least.
Barnaby's bets. We'll see how good they are. So, we'll stay track of that tonight. Good
we'll
job.
See.
Good job. All right, everybody. Have a great night. Enjoy the games, all of them that are going on right now. So much sports happening. Of course, hockey starting tomorrow. Fred's going to be getting in soon. Love it. So much going on. Remember, if nobody's told you, I love you. Have a great night, everybody. We will be back Wednesday. No show tomorrow because Braves baseball, Western Kentucky football coaches show coming up next at 7.
Hey, this